Yo, it's your boy Dixon dropping another bare knuckle discussion on you, this time with Dan and Brian from Breaking Solace. They're here to talk about their upcoming show. It's going down next Thursday, coming up on October 27th at the gig inside Exit 33 at Turning Stone Casino, another edition of 95X's Locals Only Bands and Brews. You can come out and sample some great craft beers, enjoy some fantastic New York style pizza, and get some of the best music that the 315 has to offer with Crow's Cage, Dome, and these guys, Breaking Solace. You guys excited for the show?
Oh yeah, we're definitely excited.
What I'm excited about is the fact that you guys headlined the very first Bands and Brews back in July, and the casino's actually been on me to bring you guys back ever since, and it was their recommendation to bring you guys in to play this show. Flattering? Not flattering? How do you feel?
Well, considering it's, I don't really know a lot of bands that have played the gig up until you started doing the 95X Bands and Brews, so it's really cool to know that we put on a performance that the crowd liked and the casino liked enough that they would ask us to come back.
Absolutely. Now, you guys in Dome are both doing full cover sets. Crow's Cage is going to get into the fun and theme of Halloween as well by doing some covers in their set as well. All the bands are dressing up in Halloween costumes. It's going to be a fantastic time. Are you guys stoked to play some covers, wear some costumes, get into the Halloween spirit?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a lot of work up to this point. Typically, we don't do covers in Breaking Solace at all. So this is kind of adventurous for us.
Breaks up the monotony.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gives you a chance to show people what your influences are, who you like. And, you know, give you the freedom to kind of, you know, let go of the day-to-day grind of the band, so to speak, and get yourself into a different headspace. For me, it's always fun to do covers, especially when you're in an original band, because it gives you an opportunity to go, oh, cool, here's a great song. And sometimes you can actually pick up little things from the writing process of the band you're covering. You find that to be something that you're going through in this process, or, you know, kind of give me an idea of where everybody's head's at with doing the covers.
Well, I've noticed when I do covers and when we do covers, we'll have a song that we've been writing for ages, and it just it's been on the back burner. We haven't figured it out. And we'll be learning these covers, and all of a sudden, I'll be like, that's how they made that transition. And that's the same thing that we're trying to do here. So it's kind of like a learning experience. We get to learn from what we're doing while having, you know, a fun time, get nice and relaxed and play some cool songs that we like.
Yeah, and to add on to that, just from being a lead player, it's cool to see in the cover tunes like what shapes they're doing from going from just the structure of the song in the chord formation into the lead part. Just interesting. I haven't really paid attention to that because we don't do a lot of covers, so it's kind of cool.
So right away, you're learning something off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yep. No pun intended with learning the cover, learning, right. You know, a couple of things. But I, for one, am looking forward to seeing what you guys pull out. You guys are indeed one of my favorite bands to watch. You guys have a lot of stage presence, a lot of dynamic presence, and I think within the context of playing these songs, especially in costume, it's going to be a fun night. Once again, we're here talking with Dan and Brian from Breaking Solace, who perform this coming Thursday, October 27th, at the gig inside Exit 33, Turning Stone Casino, for 95X Locals Only Bands and Brews alongside Crow's Cage and Dome. Now, you guys dropped an EP called Shatter the Silence back in the spring, early summer. I hear it everywhere. Like, I really wish I was kidding about that, but like, I've had people wave me down in traffic when I've been playing it. I've pulled up next to cars at stoplights, and I've heard the CD blaring out of people's cars. Now, granted, you guys, you know, your headquarters are less than 10 minutes from my house, and that's to be expected a little bit, but it never happens near where we live. It always seems to happen somewhere like in the city or in like one of the eastern suburbs. How does it feel to know that you guys have such a fervent fan base and that people are bumping this EP like crazy?
Well, it feels awesome. I mean, we work our butts off hardcore just writing all this stuff, and it's really cool to know that the stuff that we do is so well received with people, especially like in some of the lyrics and some of the songs. They've got good, solid messages. It's really cool that people like it. It just makes it more worth it for us to keep writing and keep doing, because now we can take the party from our practice space and share it with everybody, because, you know, everybody's kind of, you know, going along with it.
See, I think you hit the nail on the head right there. There's a word you used that I think you can't use with a whole lot of bands, and it's party. You know, when you guys play, there's a definitive party vibe. People are drinking, people are having a good time, people are being social. It's not something you see a lot. It shows, you know, everybody seems to have their little clique or their little niche of people that they hang out with and they go get drinks with, they go to the bathroom with, they go smoke with. But with you guys, there seems to be a feeling in the room. And I hate to draw like the line because musically it doesn't fit. But like when you go see Andrew WK, you know you're ready to party. And the impression that I get from the most of the people that are like the fervent Breaking Solace fans is, of course, we're going. That's where the party is that night.
Yeah, no. One of the
Dan cool... fell asleep. It's okay.
No, one of the cool things about that is you said the cliques and stuff with, you know, certain groups. One of the things I've noticed is we find people at our shows, like in the audience, from like every clique imaginable. And it's just like when the music starts playing, all those walls, all those, you know, clique walls and everything just break down. And it's like, all right, well, it doesn't matter anymore who we are, where we came from, what we're doing. We're here to party. We're here to have a good time. And, that, you know, it's really cool to see everybody come together.
Yeah, we definitely connect with our fans in a different level, I feel like, than a lot of other people do, especially in this kind of line of business. You know, it's like when people are ready to see a show with Breaking Solace, it's a show. You know?
Absolutely.
It's like you said, it's a party. You know, we all gather there together and we're just like, are you ready to have fun? No? Well, change your mind, you know? It's like, because you're going to have a lot of fun. You know, it's live, it's in your face, and it's just a blast. You know?
Yeah, there's very few bands that can step up and put on the stage performance that you guys do. So you out there in podcast land, if you get a chance to go see Breaking Solace, I highly recommend you do that. Now, since you touched on it a little bit, you said you were writing. Is there a plan for a follow-up to Shatter the Silence? I know that you guys are constantly moving forward, writing, doing pre-pro, all that stuff. Has anything kind of come together in a way where you could potentially talk about some new songs or even a time frame for there being the next release?
Well, we actually have been planning the release of the next EP for a while. A couple of songs, we just debuted a song called Fear No More that we played live. That and this, one of the songs that we actually started our sets when we first started playing, called Descend, are
two. That was the first thing you ever sent to me.
Yes, the structure with just the instrumental. Those are, you know, we've been building those up in the sets, like playing them and getting people familiar with them. We dropped the first EP. And the idea now is when they've got something familiar. So when we go to launch, and we're looking almost for a next single, maybe the end of this year, early beginning of next year, when we go to launch that, they're going to hear that instrumental from those songs that we've been teasing in the live shows, and it's automatically like, I've been waiting to hear that song. So we're really excited to finish up this EP and get it launched.
Very cool. I'm excited to get new music from you guys as well. So this is the part where we talk about the show once again. It's coming up next Thursday, October 27th. You can check out Breaking Solace, Crow's Cage, and Dome live at the gig inside Exit 33 at Turning Stone Casino. Now, you guys played there back in July. I've been there for four or five of these shows. We all know my ties to local music and The Lost Horizon specifically, but I got to say, as much as I love The Lost because I grew up in that place, walking into the gig is like walking into the future. You know, it's one of those things where like you're just kind of captivated by this casino space, because I've been to a lot of casinos and they have like the big room, but not a lot of them have these clubs inside. So you go to the Turning Stone, you walk down the stairs, there's a wall of speakers built into the wall, there's a giant video screen behind the stage, they've got pizza, they've got an array of craft beers, they've got an open floor plan, so there's no place in the room you can stand where you don't see the band or experience the sound of the band completely crystal clear. Gotta be honest, it's something that you're gonna want to come and check out next Thursday, October 27th, because it does not get much better than Crow's Cage, Breaking Solace, and Dome live at the gig. And the best part is it's absolutely free for those of you 21 and over with a valid ID. So come on out, enjoy that. And I'm just going to give you guys the standard bare knuckle discussion, little talking points here. So just we're flying by the seat of our pants. Don't feel like, you know, if you stumble, it's a bad thing. We're just a bunch of dudes in a room talking. I just happen to not be wearing pants. So what are you guys currently listening to right now? Like, what's the CD in your player? What do you have, like, dialed up and ready to go on your iPod or MP3 player in the car? Like, what's really, like, rattling your cage right now?
I actually have one of Trivium's older albums in my CD player in my car right now. I just can't stop listening to those guys. Just
and you guys crazy. Opened for them earlier this
yes.
year?
Was that January or February?
That was January.
It's January, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it was awesome. Great show. But yeah, they're one of my favorite bands of all time, so, you know.
I'm actually playing a CD in my car by a band called Divot. They were a
great band.
Local band out in Ithaca. I always like to pick up CDs from the bands that we play with, the other local bands. It's really cool because amidst all the music that we listen to, there's a lot of cool stuff just hiding in the local scene. And I always get really excited when I jam with a band that's really good and just has a good sound. So I put that CD in and I really haven't stopped listening to it for 3 weeks.
Nice. And just so you know, they claim Oneonta is home, not Ithaca.
Oh, well, yeah. We played with them in Ithaca, so.
I'm just busting your balls, kid.
Oh.
For me right now, I have Walls from Kings of Leon. It's a record I can't stop listening to. It's very warm. It's very inviting. It's got that southern charm, so to speak. So if you get a chance, check out, you know, one of those three records. Most definitely Divot, despite the fact that I believe they're done, right?
Yeah, it's really sad, actually.
It is what it is. It is what it is. You know, those guys are all hard workers. They'll find new stuff to do. Go back, listen to some old school Trivium. Oh, yeah. And definitely check out that new Kings of Leon record. Now, since we're talking about local music with Divot, who's your favorite new local band? Not your favorite local band, but what's kind of tickled your fancy as of late over the last few months? Like a new local band that you've seen, something that you feel like you want to kind of give a shout out to, let people know who they should go and check out besides your band.
Well, I'd have to say the Alpha Fire. They're just hard-hitting. They're great. The vocals are clean and powerful, you know, and the music is just phenomenal all around. So if you're to go check out a new, you know, local band, those are the guys, you know.
Alpha Fire, based half out of Syracuse, half out of Rochester, features John LaManna, Jesse Mady, who were in Cry to the Blind, my boy Noreen, who played for a brief time in If Hope Dies. They just added Brian King to bass. He currently plays in an 80s cover band called... I should know this because my guitar player is in it too. Bad Medicine. And then, of course, Zane from Far From Over just left the drumming duty. So there will be a new drummer in the Alpha Fire as well. Dan, who's your favorite new local band that you've stumbled across as of late?
Well, it's kind of a toss-up. I really like Terabyte. And I know that they've been doing a lot of stuff, and it's not coincidental that I say that. It's just so unique, and you're just like kind of – the last time I saw him was at Locals Only Fest after we played, and I just was staring at Sam, the lead singer, and I'm like, wow, this is so intense. It's just so brutal. But I have to say it's a toss-up between them and Sam Peer, and the reason why I say that is because I know the lead singer, and it's just like the level of passion and heart that kid has. Like, it's like he just – wants it so badly, and you can just tell that he loves it. And it's really cool to, when you see a performance, like, you can see how much he loves what he's doing. Like, he doesn't give a damn. None of them do. Like, they don't care what's going on anywhere. They're like, they're on stage and they're playing, and they're like, I love it here and I don't want to go. And it's just a cool thing to watch. So it's got to be a toss-up between Sam Peer and Terabyte.
And Matt's definitely one of those young, hungry kids that tell is never going to stop, ever.
No, nothing. I mean, that kid's taken a beating, and it's crazy because in bands before, the kid's taken a beating with critics, you know, just like I have, like really hit. And the kid's like, okay, well, I'm just going to keep going.
I'm not
going
to stop.
Better. Yeah, and it's
keep
great.
Keep being a dick to me.
Yeah, like I'll be honest. I wasn't a fan of his, you know, earlier bands, but he showed me Sam Peer, and I'm like, this is what happens when you keep going no matter what people say. You turn something up that's actually good.
I think part of that, truthfully, is the fact that he took lead and isn't collaborating. Because a lot of times, you know, when you collaborate, your voice doesn't truly get heard. And I think that was the case in some of the bands that he was in leading up to this. And now that the band is named after him, he's doing, I would say, the bulk of the writing. Yep. And he's now definitely, you know, kind of dug in as a singer. I think once he continues to work as hard as he is, a year from now, that band's going to be a force.
Yeah.
No doubt definitely. In my mind. For me, I would want to say Stacey Whitesweet, but I saw a post on Facebook today that They are over a year old. So that's not a new band for me. And I'm not sure when my buddy started this, but I'm going to go with Honest, spelled A-H-N-E-S-T, exclamation point. And yes, it's supposed to sound like honest because it is some of the most honest and heartfelt music that you will hear. One of my favorites is his 10 Years split and the song 10 Years. It reminds me very much of the early Chris Carrabba stuff with Dashboard Confessional before he hired a band. It's music from the heart. No punches pulled, and quite frankly, I got to be honest, it's something where I do want to hear a backing band with it at some point, but at this point, I feel like he just kind of still needs to find that thing that transitions it from amazing, cool, acoustic act with electric guitar accompaniment to the full band thing, and maybe he doesn't want to do that. Maybe this is what it's going to be. It's going to be stripped down forever. I'll tell you, the songwriting is fantastic. It's something you should check out. They're called Honest, A-H-N-E-S-T. Dan's pick was split between Sampir and Terabyte, and Brian's a big fan of the Alpha Fire. Now, jumping from local music into local everything, let people know, like, here's my thing, man, is I'm very proud of where we come from. I think Syracuse is a good example of a smaller city that industry has abandoned. We've kind of become like this weird, almost like gutted town that kind of got its shit together and started doing some cool things. For me, I don't think the music scene here has ever been stronger than it has right now. There's at least a couple of dozen bands that could easily match song for song a lot of the stuff you hear on the radio. I think we have one of the best up-and-coming food scenes in the country. I think that there's some fantastic art being made here. What are the little things about our hometown of Syracuse do you guys really love that you feel like a lot of people just don't pay attention to?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I mean, there's definitely a lot of stuff. I mean, the little food places for sure. I deliver beer and I deliver to a lot of different businesses all over Syracuse. And like, this is one random deli. It's the Second North Deli in North Syracuse.
Awesome place.
You would never
London broil sandwich.
Yeah, you would never expect it. And I remember going in there. They first started getting their orders, and I went in there and I'm like, are you serious? And then I got my first sandwich there, and I will drive across Syracuse on a lunch break just to go there and get food from them because it's awesome. So that's definitely something local that, you know, kicks ass.
Tom, you're actually from a different part of the state. You're a Southern Tier guy. So is there something in that Cortland, Ithaca area that really inspires you, that you think is really cool, that people should check out?
Yeah, Tom.
Well, actually, yeah, I'm a little south from Syracuse, and we have nothing but farms over there. So that's a completely, you know, different kind of scenery than, you know, the majority of you guys are used to. You know, it's just like, oh, what's that, manure? Yep, it smells like home.
You know? Yeah. So, Cincinnatus?
Yeah.
It is. It's green.
Yep.
Very green.
So, no, it's awesome, you know.
Very cool. For me, it's a little place that my wife and I found this summer just outside of Lafayette called Adam's Eden. From all the research I've done, it seems like it used to be some weird Christian camp in the 60s and 70s where like you would drop your kids off for the day, or it was like a sleepover camp kind of thing. But obviously, as times progress, those things aren't really so safe, you know, with everything that's going on that you see in the news with, you know, priests and kids and inappropriate stuff. Over the course of time, it sort of just becomes sort of like this pay-to-go park. And there's hiking, and there's waterfalls, and there's little places along the way to swim, and it's $5. And truthfully, like, no offense to any of the state parks that are around here or whatever, but I don't need a beach. I just need to be somewhere that's cool, that's interesting, and this is something that, like, you can spend an entire day there for $5. You pay your $5, they'll give you a kayak to go down part of the water. I don't want to say the waterfall because you don't want to go down the waterfall in a kayak. But, you know, through the watery areas, and it's just one of those things that on a hot summer day, you're down in this sort of canyon-style thing, and there's shade, and there's water, and it just kind of makes you forget the hustle and bustle of the city. It gives you a chance to kind of unwind. And for me, nature's done that for me lately. So next summer when you get an opportunity to, or even now, if you're braver than I, to go hiking down a canyon towards some waterfalls in this kind of weather, Adams Eden in Lafayette is something that you should definitely check out. This is the Bare Knuckle Discussion podcast. Today we're here with Dan and Brian from the band Breaking Solace. They have a show coming up this Thursday, in fact, October 27th at the Gig inside Exit 33 at Turning Stone Casino. It's 95X Locals Only's Bands and Brews. You can come out and sample some great craft beers, eat some incredible New York style pizza, and enjoy some rock from some of the 315's best bands. Now the show is going to be cool because all the bands are playing some covers. Crow's Cage is going to play some originals as well, but the bands will be in costume. It's free if you're 21 and over. Just make sure you bring your ID, and it's going to be a great night coming up this Thursday. You guys excited to come and play the show? I mean, we talked about it earlier in the podcast. Like, this is your second trip in, and it was actually requested by the casino. I'm excited to see you guys on that stage. I'm also excited to see what you guys are going to wear. Do you want to give like a little tease to what potentially the costumes are going to be?
Well, it's all I can say right now is it's definitely movie themed related, and that's pretty much all I can say. Great movie, and basically,
Gone with the Wind.
What?
Gone with the Wind?
Oh yeah, that's no.
No.
No. Our bassist kind of went and got this costume, and he looked so funny and awesome, and it's crazy that he can wear it and wear a bass guitar. And we're like, all right, we're definitely going to go with this. We got to do this. So,
is it Pokemon? Are you doing a Pokemon thing?
No, but that would be funny. I would totally be Pikachu.
I'm sure you would. Not Pikachu.
No, it's definitely going to be good to be back there at the casino and playing at the Gig. I love the scenery, you know, and if you've never been there, the sound is amazing.
It really is. Mike Tripoli, who does sound at the Gig,
great. You can hear everything is so crisp, like clear. And if you're in the audience, I went there, about a month ago or so.
You came out and saw One Step from Falling.
Yeah, I was there with One Step. Yeah, it was awesome. So, absolutely. Get a chance and go.
It was a weird night. I walk out of the bathroom. I'm walking across the floor, and I'm like, oh, that guy looks like Brian from Brian, what's up, buddy? How'd you drive all the way here from Cortland?
Nice. Yeah.
Very cool. Anything else you guys want to plug? Where can people find you guys online if they're unavailable to come and see you this Thursday?
Well, Facebook.com/Breaking Solace. You can find us on Twitter @Breaking Solace, Instagram @Breaking Solace. Reverb Nation, if you want to listen to some clips, /Breaking Solace. YouTube, /Breaking Solace. Currently, www.breaking-solace.com. We are having a issue with breaking-solace.com, but in about a month, they're both going to be linked anyway, so you can find us all over the
Very
place.
Cool. Basically, just type Breaking Solace and the word band into Google, and you'll get all six of their things right there.
Actually, what's crazy is we're the only Breaking Solace in the world, it seems. If you type Breaking Solace into Google, nothing else, we're the first things that pop up. In
really?
YouTube, yeah, in YouTube, in the search engine.
You're full of yourself there, ain't
you,
Dan?
No, it's crazy. we have this awesome girl working on our EPK and she or our press kit, and she was doing the tests, and she's like, yeah, all the major search engines, you got a good response. You type in your name, and you pop up, and she brought it to my attention, and I checked. I'm like, wow, nice. Got
very
lucky
nice.
With the name.
Yep. We're also available on iTunes as well. So
and Spotify.
Yep.
And
all those.
Yeah, anywhere you can find music, you'll find Breaking Solace. Yep. And I urge you to buy the EP. It's called Shatter the Silence. We're two singles deep on Locals Only with Thrown Away and You're a Denial. And we're looking forward to seeing what transpires over the next few months with these guys getting into the studio and recording what will be the next EP. I'm voting for Descend. I love that tune.
It's going to be crazy.
Riff-tastic.
Yeah. Well, our goal really is to see if we can make a bunch of them and just have them battle for the first... for the spots, because we really want to release something. We're not like, oh, we're going to release one song and then we're going to do the rest our way. Back if you look at like the old Hybrid Theory, Linkin Park, it was a 12 song album and like 7 of them made the radio. And that's, what we want to do.
It was 5, but you were close.
What? No, I've counted a couple, maybe there
were... As far as charting singles, there were 5.
Well, still, like, that's, you know, that, you know, nowadays you get these... you know, you had these bands that would put like a whole album out and one song would hit the radio and that was it. You know,
oh, that's
know.
Most bands.
Yeah. And, it's, and so...
And it's always the band that you want another single from, like Nothing But Thieves or Nothing More.
And then
you got bands like Pop Evil going five singles deep off their shitty new album. Like, it's just like, ugh.
So we're really
trying
to...
Yes, that is called Pop Evil Shitty.
We're really trying to make sure that we're doing all the pre-pro. We're getting outside, you know, people are listening, giving us critiques and stuff. We want to release this, and we want to release it hard. We want all these songs to hit. So when you listen to the album, you're like, I really don't know which one's my favorite. I'm just going to listen to the whole thing again.
It's like trying to pick your favorite kid.
It just goes back to the work ethic. Like, from day one, we've been doing nothing but work. I mean, Dan was, you know, boss man Dan. You know, it's like, constantly, he's like, hey, that's not enough. Do more. Do this. Do that. It's just like, okay, you know, but... That's what we put into our songs, you know? It's like, it's hard work, and we sit down, we work out all the details, and we make sure it's what we want and what the audience wants,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So that's our goal, you know?
And you guys truly do epitomize the old cliche of hard work pays off. And I'm going to tell this story, and I've told it before, but I find it very funny, and I like it a lot. So I live just outside of Brewerton, New York. These guys live in and around Cicero. And so my way home every once in a while puts me past where they are. So I'm driving home from work. It was like a Friday night. I was just having like the worst day. It was just one of those days that never ended, that ended a week, that never wanted to end. And I'm driving and I'm like, who are these assholes like practicing jumps with guitar? Oh my, that's Breaking Solace. And I didn't honk or anything. I just kind of drove by, and it completely and totally like made my day and week better because I've witnessed it a few times. Like, it was one of those things, like, before I knew you guys, I saw it. And then before I like really knew you guys, I saw it again. And I just like, I didn't connect the dots until that third time. And then the fourth time I was actually there, and you and Tom were outside practicing the bitch tosses.
Yep. Yep. Well, it's funny because Dan had to pull his car up and blast like the singles in his car, and we were like doing spins and jumps like right to the song so we can get it ready for shows. And I just almost felt like a complete idiot. It's like, oh, here comes more traffic. Here, biff that one, smack myself in the head with my guitar.
We're out in the yard, and it's almost like hip hop choreography.
Yep.
One, two, ready, spin, two, and catch, and it's like ridiculous.
But again, the thing that I will say is that there aren't a whole lot of people that are willing to put themselves out there on display like that to better their craft. And the fact that you guys are willing to do that and endure the embarrassment of potentially screwing something up in such a very public forum right there on a busy street in one of our major metropolitan suburbs, it to me, defines who you guys are. And to me, who you guys are five dudes who are going to stop at nothing to take the band to the next level and then start again and work hard and get to that next level over and over and over again until the culmination of what you guys have envisioned as a dream comes true.
Yeah.
And to me, that's the ultimate definition of what Breaking Solace is. And I couldn't be prouder of the work you guys have achieved and the things that you guys have come to over the course of the last 18 months. So kudos to you guys. And thank you again for everything you've done, because in my opinion, you guys really lit a fire under a lot of people's asses. And I point back to that time period where you guys started to make your break, as to where our scene really started to pick up steam and people started doing the work, because you guys demonstrated that if you do work hard, that ultimately it will pay off.
It's, you know, it's weird because I noticed a lot of that in the music scene when I, you know, I was not really, I didn't have a name as a musician before Breaking Solace, but I always ran under the radar, just kind of worked on my own stuff. Nobody really knew I was around. What I noticed is it's not like we're like the big bad band, you know, that comes out and we're the best and this. It's what I saw is a lot of bands that didn't really have a goal to work for. Like, it wasn't that feeling of, well, if I really work hard, I can get somewhere. It didn't seem like it really existed. So it's not like the scene lacked talent. It's like the scene lacked
focus.
Yeah, because there wasn't anything going on. Like, wow, maybe if I really do work hard, that we can be big. Because, you know, you get all these people that are like, oh, well, I don't know why you're bothering with music. It's not going to get you anywhere. And one of my main focuses when we started this band is like, I don't care what's going on in the scene. I don't care who's, you know, watching. I don't care if three people come out to our show. I want to work my ass off. Like, I'm competing against national acts for five people and just go to a show and perform like I'm in an arena. You know, I don't want to go by, you know, what the standards, and I don't care if people tell me there's no future in it. Well, there is for me because it's what I love. And as long as I'm doing it, that's my future. So when we came and did our first show, we're like, okay, well, we're just going to rock like we've been doing this for many, many, many years. And we put that same work into it when we're practicing and, you know, rehearsing and preparing. And I think that when people saw, like, holy crap, the crowd responded.
Well, a big part of it, too, and you touched on it a little bit there, is there's a severe lack of focus and defining the end goal. And to me, I think a lot of people have this perception of you guys, which is, you know, you guys dress for the stage. You guys have choreography. And these are things that a lot of people don't want to say out loud because they don't want to feel, like it's not organic. But you guys are doing a processed thing in a very organic way. You're not five guys that just decided to wear what you wore to work that day to the show to play on stage, you know, and the fact that you guys take such care and effort to actually make Breaking Solace this brand name thing, and you never disappoint. You know, I've never shown up to a show where you guys were playing and I was just like, oh, they just didn't care today. You know what I mean? Like, there's some bands that you see, and when they play with the big band, they all dress up and wear appropriate clothing. You can tell they practice extra hard for it. And then you just go see them on some random show at, like, some random bar, and there they are in their dad shorts and, you know, like, whatever else, doing that. But I feel like with you guys, no matter who you're playing with, no matter what the setting is, you walk in and you get the same professional level, national act level Breaking Solace every single time.
Yep. With this band, you have five guys that are 100% committed, and I'm going to use the word committed because Dan beat that into us in the early days, you know.
Whoops.
Yeah, you have five guys that are 100% committed, and we all want the same outcome, you know. So we're going to go the extra mile, and we'll always go the extra mile because it's what we all want. You know, we act as one unit on stage. You know, and behind the scenes, we're constantly working, constantly talking to each other, making sure things are good. If they're not, then somebody in the band is going to make sure that that part gets done, and we, you know, raise the bar again, and there we are.
You know? I love it, man. I love you guys to death. Again, thank you guys for taking the time to do this today. Make sure you come out Thursday night, October 27th. Check out Breaking Solace with Crow's Cage in Dome. Exit 33's The Gig inside Turning Stone Casino. It's free, so don't act like you can't come because you're broke. And you can use your cover charge money to put in your gas tank to drive on out there. Bam. It'll be a good time.
Bam.
Pizza, beer, rock and roll. Thursday, October 27th, The Gig. Exit 33 at Turning Stone Casino. It's Dixon signing off for this edition of Bare Knuckle Discussion for 95X.com.